You're listening to Unveiling Mormonism from PursueGod.org.
Did you know Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, claimed to receive direct prophecies from God? But what happens when those prophecies don't come true? According to the Bible, that's a big problem. Today we're looking at three specific prophecies that Joseph Smith made, prophecies that didn't just miss the mark, but they completely failed. And we'll see what the Bible has to say about prophets who speak presumptuously in God's name. Here's the first one. New York City and Boston, Joseph Smith said that they'd be destroyed by God's wrath. This is what Smith said in the early 1830s. I prophesy in the name of the Lord God that the inhabitants of New York, Boston, and many other cities shall be destroyed if they reject the gospel. Now notice, this wasn't just personal opinion. Joseph Smith clearly framed this as a message from God. He used the prophetic formula, in the name of the Lord. But nearly 200 years later, New York City, Boston, all those cities, they still remain. Those cities certainly rejected Mormonism. They rejected the Mormon gospel, but the destruction never came. And by the way, this wasn't an isolated threat. Doctrine and Covenants 124, verse 88, look it up for yourself. It echoes the same warning. And if they reject my servants and my message, I will send desolations upon them. So, Smith's prophecy wasn't just a stray comment. It was recorded in LDS scripture. It was treated as doctrine. And here's the point. This prophecy failed. Number two, Joseph Smith prophesied that the Book of Mormon copyright would be sold in Canada. I don't know if you knew this, but before the Book of Mormon was published, Joseph Smith was looking for a way to finance it. So in 1829, he claimed that God revealed that the copyright could be sold in Canada to raise the funds. So he sent Oliver Cowdery and Hiram Page and Joseph Knight Sr. to Toronto, reportedly under divine direction. Here's what David Whitmer said. He was one of the three witnesses to the Book of Mormon. Joseph looked into the hat in which he placed the stone and received a revelation that some brethren should go to Toronto, Canada, and that they would sell the copyright of the Book of Mormon. You can find that in an address to all believers in Christ, which was published in 1887. Now, these men followed the instructions, but the mission failed. The Canadian officials rejected the copyright offer, and those guys returned home with nothing. Now, when they questioned Joseph about the failed prophecy, here's what Whitmer reported. Some of the brethren were curious as to why they had failed. Joseph did not know, but that some revelations, pay attention to this, some revelations came from God and some from the devil. That's what Joseph Smith said, according to Whitmer. Now, here's why this event was significant. Two reasons. Number one, Joseph claimed to speak on God's behalf. He said it was from the Lord. The Lord told him to go up to Canada and sell it, and it did not come true. So that's a big deal. But number two, when it failed, Smith blamed it on a possible satanic influence instead of taking accountability. Now, I know what some of you guys are going to say. You're going to say, this isn't really true. This is just the words of one guy, Whitmer. This isn't from Joseph himself, but do your own research. According to the Joseph Smith papers, this is referenced in those sources. Some of the details are a little bit different, but the main idea is still there. And I think there's no way around this. This is a problem. If I was Mormon, this would be a problem because according to biblical standards, a prophecy that fails is not from God. And this one clearly failed. Number three, Smith prophesied that a temple would be built in Independence, Missouri, quote, in this generation. This was from 1832. Smith talked about this. Everybody knew it. Mormons were really into this, not just in 1832, but for many, many years afterward. Here's what it says in Doctrine and Covenants 84. Which temple shall be reared in this generation? For verily this generation shall not pass away until an house shall be built unto the Lord. Now notice, Smith did not leave room for creative interpretation. This is one of those prophecies that he really was specific about. He pointed to a specific plot of land, and he said it was the center place of earth, and he said this was going to be the new Jerusalem, and he said specifically when it was going to happen. It was going to happen within their lifetime, but the prophecy never came true. Now, let me give you some historical context to fill in the details here. Just a few years later, after Smith said this, tensions with Missouri locals escalated into violent conflict. In 1838, the governor of Missouri issued the extermination order. He wanted to force all the Mormons to leave the state. So that's what happened. The Saints were violently expelled from the very land where they were supposed to build the temple. And it was never constructed, the temple. The church has made no serious efforts to fulfill the prophecy since. And yet, LDS leaders still defended it continually, not just Smith, but other leaders as well. Orson Pratt is my favorite example. He was a Mormon apostle, and he was a key theologian. He affirmed the prophecy not once, not twice, but many times. One time he said this: God promised in the revelation given in 1832 that the temple should be reared in this generation. We believe it. We look for it. We do not believe the generation has entirely passed away. You can find that in Journal of Discourses, Volume 13, page 362. That was from 1870. And then in 1875, Pratt said this: I believe it just as much as I believe anything else. I have not one particle of unbelief about it. That's in Journal of Discourses, Volume 17, page 112. So this prophecy was not a forgotten line in history. It was actively preached and believed long after it became clear that it would never happen. And it didn't. It still hasn't happened. It certainly didn't happen in the lifetime of any of the people who were there when Smith first made the prophecy in 1832. Now, these three prophecies were not one-off mistakes. Each of these failed prophecies, think about this, each of these failed prophecies was delivered in God's name. It was either published in LDS scripture, or it was affirmed at least by the early LDS apostles. It was taught and believed by Mormon followers, and ultimately, it did not come true. None of these prophecies came true. And I've just given you a few examples. There are more that we could go over. I'm just giving a few examples to kind of help you to stack up the bricks. Because look, here's what I'm trying to get at today. I know for those of you who are solid, true blue Mormons, like, you are going to be putting all kinds of comments in YouTube on this, and that's fine. I welcome all those comments. Many of you are going to have your ready answers to all these things. But if I was a Mormon, this would be really hard for me to continue to try to defend over and over these kinds of things. It's like the bricks that keep stacking up. It's just another stack and another stack and another stack. I know that there are some of you out there who grew up LDS, who are finally opening up to checking out episodes, podcasts, and videos like this one. You're finally opening yourself up to this. You're finally willing to look and see if Joseph Smith was reliable, if Brigham Young was reliable, and I'll do more episodes on him later, if the Mormon church is really true according to these early founders. And again, I just encourage you to do your own research, do your own homework. But the Bible says that if a prophet speaks in the Lord's name, but his prediction does not happen or come true, you will know that the Lord did not give that message. It also says that prophet has spoken without my authority and need not be feared. So according to the Bible itself, and I know that Mormons don't necessarily put as much stock in the Bible as they do in the Book of Mormon and Doctrine and Covenants and those sorts of things, which is why I'm trying to point a lot of this stuff out with Mormon scriptures. But according to the Bible, Joseph Smith should really be looked at. According to the Bible, Joseph Smith is a false prophet. But don't take my word for it. Don't just listen to what I have to say about it. Obviously, some of you are thinking, this is just anti-Mormon. This isn't anti-Mormon. I'm actually pro-Mormon. I love Mormons. I really do. I have Mormon neighbors and friends all around me. I love my Mormon neighbors and friends, which is why I want to get the truth out about Mormonism. I grew up in Mormonism, and nobody told me this kind of stuff about Joseph Smith and Brigham Young and the other Mormon leaders and the Mormon church in general, I'd be mad at them. Do your own research. Look at what God's word has to say. Look at what the Mormon church has to say and make your own decision about whether Joseph Smith was truly a prophet of God.